quite windy today, and we're gonna do the brief in the woods because it's my show and I get to do whatever I want. So there's a hole right here. I'm building my fire for my coffee down in the hole, and then we'll talk about the news of the day while I simultaneously don't care because I live out here and get to do this. Stand by. Bear Independent Brief, 6 December 21. Significant moves are being made in the legislative sphere. In Texas, social media users can still be banned for their political views and opinions. This comes after a federal judge blocked a Texas law that would restrict platforms for removing users for their viewpoints and would require public reporting of content removal and account suspension information. In other words, Texas legislature approved or proposed a bill that would hold the social media scumbags accountable. However, it was blocked by a federal judge. The federal judge ruled, in part, that the First Amendment protects platforms' rights to moderate content. This, of course, is a Section 230 question. Are you a platform or a publisher? A platform, technically speaking, legally speaking, is can post any type of content they like, but at least allegedly should not be able to restrict certain viewpoints and opinions. A publisher gets to edit whatever they would like to. They can decide what can be posted, what can't be posted, i.e. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And the argument that has been made for, a decade now, is that these social media giants are playing both sides of the coin, both sides of the fence. Oh, we want publishers' rights in certain cases, but otherwise you need to leave us alone because we're just a platform for free speech. Huh. The federal judge ruled, in part, that the First Amendment protects platforms' rights to moderate content. That, in my mind, makes them platforms, not publishers. Which, if that's the case, so be it. At least we know what rules we're playing by. After a school shooting in Michigan that killed 4 students, legislators sought to expand background checks. By the way, this epidemic of school shootings, I believe, well, let's just get thrown off YouTube today, I believe has a political agenda. And as we're seeing in the Waukesha Christmas Day Parade issue as well, there's certain people that are agitators that are supported and encouraged by certain groups within the United States of America. I also believe, and I don't care where you get a first aid kit from, get a first aid kit, specifically one designed for bleeding control. I have in my cami pocket the inner of an SOB kit from Refuge Medical right here, bleeding control, on my hip, ready to go. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in nowadays, it's going to be more and more like that. Nescafe Taster's Choice Hazelnut. Praise y'all for coffee. All right. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy asked for unanimous consent to immediately proceed with the bill that would expand background checks, but acknowledged that changes wouldn't have stopped the school shooting that prompted the move. We need more legislation to keep things like this from happening. By the way, this legislation wouldn't have kept this from happening. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley blocked the move, saying it was, quote, hostile towards lawful gun owners and lawful firearms transactions, end quote. He then proceeded to ask for the same consent for his own bill. Unanimous consent for his own bill, which would, according to The Hill, quote, increase requirements for government agencies to accurately submit records to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. He didn't receive the support either. Vaguely good news on the firearms front. Ian McCollum from Forgotten Weapons just posted a video yesterday talking about electronic Form 4 as well as electronic fingerprint submittals. So for your any other weapons, short-barreled weapons, suppressors, machine guns, stuff like that, hopefully the idea here is to do away with the 7 to 14-month backlog for Form 4 applications and get a little bit more instantaneous in the turnaround by digitizing this process. And people will say, do you really want your fingerprints on file with the government? If you were going to buy a suppressor anyway, you'd have to submit physical paper copies. So it's the same thing, bro. So if you're into Form 4 stuff, that's at least some good news there. The most major political topic this week is the potential overturn of the famous Roe versus Wade after the Supreme Court heard arguments for the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case on Wednesday. The case deals with the issue of the conflict between Roe versus Wade and state legislation. In other words, saying federally speaking, abortions are permitted, but states, many states, have said, nah, bro. And so there's a conflict there, 10th Amendment conflict between the federal stipulations and the state laws. The conservative justices on the court seemed to overwhelmingly side with the state of Mississippi, which bans almost all abortions after 15 weeks. How to get thrown off the internet in three quick, easy steps with Bear. Talk about abortion, talk about Form 4 stuff, talk about the Christmas Day parade and political agendas. There you go. It's that simple. Ultimately, this indicates that the new conservative court could potentially overturn Roe versus Wade at a federal level or significantly reduce abortion rights. CNN reported, quote, according to the pro-abortion rights Guttmacher Institute, or Guttmacher Institute, 26 states are certain or likely to ban abortions if Roe is overturned. Meanwhile, Illinois, North Carolina, and California are among states that could see an increase in out-of-state abortion patients, as their clinics would be closest for women whose own states are positioned to quickly ban the procedure, Guttmacher's analysis says. An overturn of Roe v. Wade, why does this matter other than sociological, political, ideological, theological reasons? And it matters for a lot of us who are pro-life. But why does this matter otherwise? An overturn of Roe v. Wade would turn control over to the states instead of the federal government, which could create a cascade of events. Organizations on both sides are already preparing for turmoil. It has become a thing in the United States of America that if you disagree with somebody or someone, you organize a march or a protest, then you get in the streets, and then you potentially act badly. By the way, if your canteen cup doesn't look like this, you're LARPing and doing it wrong. Go to the woods and use your stuff. Planned Parenthood's president said that rage will be seen in the state houses across the country. And in this new age of peaceful protests, it may not be surprising to see at least some of that rage on the streets. And of course, you've got your relevant links in the description. And in the Bear Does Briefs in the Wood version of today's video, let's talk about a couple other things. Just this morning, I was at the grocery store for a handful of things. Some heavy cream for coffee, and some meat, and bought another turkey because there wasn't enough leftovers from Thanksgiving, even though we had a 17-pound turkey. We ate really good on Thanksgiving. So my wife, who's a turkey fanatic, decided we needed another turkey and a handful of other things, a little bit of cheese and a handful of other things. One third of the cart was full. I think we had some bread in there as well. One third of a cart of groceries. $297. $297. And the grocery store was not nearly as well stocked as one would hope for. And so, continuing with our supply chain issues, our decreasing in value of the US dollar, and unfortunately, the continuing decline of the American empire, $300, $297 for a third of a grocery cart full of groceries. And we're not fancy and we're not rich. It really took me aback. And so The window of opportunity for things like stacking food to the rafters for normal everyday people like you and me, I believe is closing. And so if you are not vehemently attacking your food storage and your food production, you need to be. Both sides of that coin, food storage and food production. Everything is up. Everything is way up right now. So while you still can, while your dollar has some purchasing power, you need to, says me, continue to stack food to the rafters because you may not be able to get the food in who knows how long, right? And your dollar is going to go less and less far. You're going to get fewer and fewer items for your money as we continue down this road. So continue to stack. And then on the food production side, the reason the brief is late this morning and the reason I'm decompressing in the woods right now is because we have a cow that has gone down who I am going to have to butcher this afternoon. We brought the cow to the dock, to the vet, and they tried a few moves, and he just called recently and said, hey, prognosis is not great. We might need to do some exploratory surgery to take a look, but if we're going to do exploratory surgery, you're going to exceed, the vet bill is going to exceed the value of the animal. You should probably just butcher her. And so I will be doing that this afternoon. I will also be filming that for the patrons, which, by the way, if you like Bear in the Woods, we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, generally speaking, we do a thing called Coffee Time with Bear, which is this exactly right here, what you're watching. It's chilly today and windy, and thusly, my coffee has cooled off exponentially fast, which is unacceptable. So back on the fire it goes. Other things that are happening in the world, continuing saber rattling with Ukraine and Russia and Poland and Belarus. That whole area continues to be a hotbed of activity. There's questions of NATO becoming involved. Russia, we've discussed ad nauseum, has said that if NATO gets involved, they will essentially consider it an overt act of aggression, in which case they will have no choice but to defend themselves from NATO aggression. And by the way, we are NATO, right? The United States is essentially NATO. NATO is essentially the United States. And so that whole region we've been talking about for a couple of years now, but it's really been heating up recently. We could very easily go from covert war and proxy wars there to overt head-to-head warfare in that region at probably any moment, which again ties into political unrest. That's going to happen. If we have agitation overseas, that's only going to embolden agitators here. Supply chain issues. If we have agitation overseas, that's going to make it even more difficult for things that we source from overseas to make their way here. It's entirely possible. I'm not saying that it's likely, but it's entirely possible that if, with the continuing supply chain issues and the lack of readily available resources such as food in the United States, that you could see rationing of key things, fuel, which, you know, we're going to turn our pipeline off and let Russia turn their pipeline into Europe on. That's a great domestic energy policy. That's just killer, right? So rationing of fuel, rationing of certain things like steel and all the fancy stuff that goes into steel, molybdenum and, you know, all these trace minerals and all of that. Continuing lack of availability of things like chips that are produced overseas that go into technology, food, which I touched on, food, fuel, building materials, things like that. So definitely something to keep an eye on. But it all comes back to, what do we do about that? Us, y'all, got to do the things, people. We have to do the things. We have to stack food to the rafters. We need to meet people, date each other, and fall in love, and strengthen our positions where we are with our neighbors and with our friends and with our family. We need to be right with the Father, the creator of the universe, to make sure that we're seeking his face and doing his will. We need to be learning now while we can, making mistakes now while we do things, while we can, while there's still fluff in the system, because I fear, unfortunately, that the fluff in the system is going to go away and people are going to separate into two camps. Those that become increasingly dependent upon the federal system, which is losing control, it's losing power, and will continue to flail about in its death throes. And those that separate the other direction become increasingly independent of the system. And there's been a concern for a long time, and long as long as I've been into preparedness, which is over 15 years of, what are we going to do when the government ... We have a very weak government right now. We know this. The world players know this. Our own government knows this. We have a very weak federal government right now. It doesn't mean they are not going to lash out in their death throes and try to enact their will. But it does mean that there may not have been, to my mind, a better time to be independent from the system right now. Because not only can that system fulfill all the promises that it's making, it also, I think, is limited in being able to fulfill all the threats that it would make right now. Which is, yet again, why we need to coordinate and we need to get involved on the local levels. We need to build our teams and our tribe and our MAG right now, mutual assistance groups right now, because the ability to be autonomous right now, I think, is very high. And they can and will subdue the onesies, twosies, but the proposition changes when you're dealing with well-coordinated, well-trained, well-provisioned units of independent people. You get to have a say in the matter. The more independent of the system you are, the more of a say in the matter you get to have. And so I think the time is ripe for preparedness and real meaningful preparedness, not buying shit and putting it on a shelf. Real meaningful preparedness. So there's an ear nugget for you. Let's see. Lastly, shout out to everybody who's going to the classes for refuge training right now. Our guys are on the road. I'm going to do that. So Salt Lake City is going to be badass, and Phoenix, Arizona is going to be badass. Refugemedical.com is humming right along. If you need a handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever first aid kit, you know the deal. Go to refugemedical.com and all the stuff. And let's see, what else? The Unafraid shirt is in stock and shipping. Shout out to our brothers and sisters at Sanctified Supply Co. Unafraid, what does that mean? I ain't afraid of shit except my creator, Yahuwah, our Elohim, the Lord, our God. I don't fear the system. I don't fear the collapse of the system. I don't fear China dropping nukes on our foreheads. I don't fear systemic collapse or economic crisis. I don't fear civil unrest. I don't fear food scarcity. I don't fear anything. And there's too much fear right now in the system. The real pandemic is fear, people. And preppers are feeding that for clicks and click-through rate and awesome thumbnails on the internet. It's fear porn. And I fear nothing except my creator. And some days that's work. Some days I need to remind myself. And so I encourage you to fear nothing. And if you want to get the t-shirt to tell the world you are unafraid, you can do so at BearIndependent.com. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to the patrons. I wouldn't do this show if it wasn't for y'all. I really do appreciate you supporting the show. And that's going to do it for today. As always, I'm interested in your comments. I would especially like to know, what do you think of this format? Because now is the time of year to get out and play in the woods, man. There's no chiggers. There's no ticks. There's not 4 foot of snow on the ground. It's a good time of year to be an independent man. Bless y'all. Shalom.